The 12th day of the blessed month of Barramutta, the commemoration of the Honorable Archangel Michael. On this day of every Coptic month, the Church celebrates a commemoration for the Honorable Archangel Michael, the head of the heavenly host and the intercessor of mankind. May the blessing of his holy intercession be with us all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day in the year 250 AD, the Holy Father Abba Alexander, the Confessor, Bishop of Jerusalem, departed. He was a fellow student of the Egyptian scholar Origen in the Theological School of Alexandria, and he studied at the hands of St. Pantaenus and his successor, St. Clement of Alexandria, and he grew in virtue and knowledge. St. Alexander was chosen a bishop for one of the cities of Cappadocia. In the year 202 AD, he confessed the Lord Christ before Emperor Septimius Severus, who seized him and tortured and imprisoned him for many years. After his release, and with divine providence, St. Alexander went to Jerusalem to receive the blessing of the holy places and then returned to his country. St. Narcissus, who was the bishop of Jerusalem in that time, was advanced in age. When St. Alexander finished his visit and decided to return to his diocese in Cappadocia, the people of Jerusalem heard a voice from heaven saying, "Go to the gate of the city, and the first one to enter it, seize him and make him stay with St. Narcissus to assist him." When they went to the gate, they met the Bishop Alexander, and they pleaded with him to stay with Abba Narcissus to assist him. Alexander refused because he could not leave the flock of which the Lord Christ had entrusted him. They told him about the voice which they heard and that it was God's will. Saint Alexander accepted and wrote to the people of his parish and explained the situation, and he remained in Jerusalem, assisting its bishop, Abba Narcissus, for about 3 years. After the departure of St. Narcissus, he continued to shepherd the people of Jerusalem with the best of care. In the year 216 AD, the scholar Origen went to Palestine, and his old friend Alexandros welcomed him. And Alexander ordained him a priest, which displeased Pope Demetrius the vine dresser, the 12th Patriarch of Alexandria. Emperor Maximianus seized St. Alexander and inflicted him with many tortures and then imprisoned him. When Emperor Gordian III reigned, he released the saint. This father sat on the episcopal throne in quietness and peace until Emperor Decius rose, having killed Emperor Philip, and reigned in his stead. When Decius incited persecution against the Christians, he seized St. Alexandros and many other believers and tortured them severely. And he cast St. Alexander into prison, where he remained until he departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, this day marks the departure of the Holy Father, St. Antonios, Bishop of Thamui. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.